There are only four teams left in the National Football League playoffs. This coming weekend, the defending champion New England Patriots will face the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC title game. In the NFC game, the Atlanta Falcons will meet the Eagles in Philadelphia. Joining me now is commentator John Feinstein. Good morning.
Morning, Renee. How are you?
Fine. Let us start with the Patriots, because I think a lot of people thought the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning were going to take them down.
Which was exactly what Coach Bill Belichick wanted to hear all week, that the Colts were coming in with this overwhelming, record-breaking offense and their MVP quarterback, and they were the team that was going to take the Patriots down. And the Patriots came out and played an angry, inspired game yesterday. They never gave Manning a chance to get going. The weather was perfect for the Patriots, snow and freezing. And the Patriots' offense kept the Colts' offense off the field. They had the ball for 38 of the 60 minutes, and it was a one-sided game. You don't beat the champions without a great performance, and the Colts weren't good enough.
Does this loss sully Peyton Manning's season? I mean, it's been a record breaker.
Yeah, you know what? It does. And that's not to say he's not a great player or that he didn't have a superb season. But quarterbacks are ultimately judged by championships, not by touchdown passes, not by yardage. John Elway moved into a different category when he won those two Super Bowls at the end of his career. People will always remember that Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. And if Peyton Manning wants to be in the elite, not that he's not a great player and he's only 29 years old, he's got to win a Super Bowl and get to a Super Bowl.
So the Patriots now will face the Steelers, who were pretty lucky to escape with a win.
They really were. The New York Jets had two shots at field goals in the last 2 minutes, missed them both, one right at the buzzer in regulation, and then the Steelers were able to pull it out in overtime. Their rookie quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, who's been so superb all year, had a very mediocre game, but it was his first playoff game, and the Steelers have to hope he's now got his feet under him, that he'll be healthier next week. They have the home field advantage, but the last time these two teams met in a conference championship game in Pittsburgh in 2001, the Patriots won that game. So it's the same setup as 2001.
Now, the NFC games were both routes. Philadelphia and Atlanta both won easily. How about their matchup next week?
Clearly the two best teams in the NFC, unlike the AFC, which was so much deeper. The Eagles are now in their fourth straight championship game, their third straight playing at home, which I think, Renee, puts tremendous pressure on them, because everybody's going to be saying all week, can they do it? Can they get over the hump? Whereas the Falcons will come in with absolutely no pressure on them, because no one picked them to be in the playoffs at the start of this season, much less in the NFC Championship game.
John, let's just end with another sport on the other side of the world. The Australian Open starts tennis's majors today. What are the storylines there?
Well, all eyes on the men's side are on Roger Federer, who won three majors last year and has an outside chance to win the Grand Slam for the first time since Rod Laver did it in 1962. The women, on the other hand, no clear favorite coming in, although Russians have won the last three major titles, and the Williams sisters are back, so we'll have to keep an eye on them.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with legendary Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach.